Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. Today, we're diving into the wonderful, weird, and sometimes absolutely unhinged world of anime. Whether you're brand new to anime, you're just dabbling, or you're trying to convince a friend to watch something other than Dragon Ball Z, this is the guy for you. And shout out to Kimberly for requesting this episode. So let's go ahead and get into it. So what exactly is anime? First things first, it is just animation from Japan. That's what anime is. But in reality, it's a deeper thing. It's become a massive cultural phenomenon. It's got everything. The same fight scenes, deep emotional stories, slice of life moments. And sometimes people getting turned on for food. Yeah, food wars, I'm talking about you. If you think anime is just loud yelling and over-the-top action, you are only seeing a fraction of what's out there. Anime can be heartfelt, creepy, hilarious, and just straight up bizarre. So no matter what kind of entertainment you're looking for, there is an anime for you. So how do you pick your first anime? I get this question a lot. I get people being like, you know, I want to watch anime. I really want to get into it. Or like my kids are into it, or my friends into it, or my partner's into it. And I just don't know where to start. And it can seem overwhelming. There's so many different genres of anime, and there's always something for somebody. There's not just action. There's not just perversion. It's a lot of perversion. But it's not just perversion and action. There's so many different types of genres. So when you're looking at picking your first anime, look at it as choosing a starter Pokemon. I feel like everybody, even if you're not super familiar with anime, you should be familiar enough with Pokemon, right? So when you're picking your starter Pokemon, you know, you go with something that you'll actually enjoy, but you don't want it to overwhelm you, okay? Which of these do you think you like? So let's go ahead and break it down by genre. So one of the first ones that you're going to see, it's the most popular one, is action. So you got action and adventure anime. So this is fights. This is power-ups. This is epic journeys. So that's Dragon Ball Z. That's your My Hero Academia. That's your Solo Leveling or your One Piece. If you have time, because One Piece is long. All right, then you have your dark fantasy, right? So that's like the serious, the gritty. So that's Attack on Titan. That's your Demon Slayer. That's your Jujutsu Kaisen. That's Berserk. And Berserk's a lot. Berserk is a lot. I would not recommend Berserk be anybody's first anything. All right. And then there's your classic retro anime. You know, they fall under the other categories, but there's a specific style of animation. So it'll be like your Yu Hakusho, your Cowboy Bebop, your Trigun's, your Neon Genesis Evangelion, those. You have your comedy, so that is your Gintama's, your Psyche K. All right, and then you have your romance and your drama anime. These are going to make you bawl your eyes out. So you have, like, your Lion April, you have Nana, you have Fruit Baskets. Then you have your psychological and thriller anime, so that's your Death Notes, that's your Monsters. You're going to question everything watching these. And then we have our isekai, which just means other worlds. So these are stories about characters literally being transported into another world. So you have your Sword Art Online. You have that time I got reincarnated as a slime. And then you have your horror and supernatural. So that's your Tokyo Ghoul. That's your Parasite. And that's your Dandadan. Now, one of the most interesting things is most of these anime fit into multiple genres. So yes, Dandadan is a supernatural anime, but it's also a comedy. I know I put Cowboy Bebop into the classic and retro, but it's also like action. There's some action. You know what I mean? So Demon Slayer is a dark fantasy. It has its comedic moments, but it also would be considered, you know, of course, an action one. So just remember, most of these have multiple genres. You're not just getting horror most of the time. You're going to get some action. You're going to get some comedy. You're going to get some romance or something like that. So make sure you understand that before you get into it. And then you see a monster kissing somebody. You're like, hey, I didn't think this was in here. It's a lot. So let's go ahead and dive into modern anime versus retro anime. So anime has come a long way, just like any other medium. older anime like Yu Yu Hakusho, Sailor Moon, or Fist of the North Star had more hand-drawn animation, slower pacing, some really dramatic pauses. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z and them charging up scenes. I'm looking at you. And they typically have a little bit more filler because it took longer to animate them. And we'll get more into filler and what that is later. So modern anime, on the other hand, typically has a faster pacing and slicker animation. Shows like Solo Leveling, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Demon Slayer push animation quality to insane levels, but at the same time, some older animation have the soul that you don't always get with digital animation. Just like when you look at the older Disney movies like Robin Hood or Sleeping Beauty, some of them don't have the same charm of the newer movies that they're using with 3D animation, but not just that, even some of the later hand-drawn movies. Okay, so whether you like classic hand-drawn aesthetic or you like a smoother CGI enhanced fight, both eras have their gems. So don't just, when you're looking to get into anime and you're looking to figure out what you want to watch, look into some older anime. You know, don't just go for the newer popular ones. There are some deep gems in older anime, and I really feel like older anime helps you appreciate the newer anime. All right, so now we're going to get into some common anime terms that'll help you on your journey. So manga, what is it? Japanese comic books or graphic novels that anime is often based on. So Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, they all are based on a manga. A manhwa, which is becoming more popular in the States, are Korean comics, and they're often read digitally and scroll vertically. So Solo Leveling is a super popular anime right now, and it's based on a manhwa. What is canon? So canon refers to official, original storyline of an anime, manga, or really any media. So like, you'll hear a lot with Marvel fans, they're like, that's not canon. So that's what that means. It includes anything that is officially recognized as part of the main story and usually based on the creator's work. So a good example of this is Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball series. So there's different Dragon Ball. We have Dragon Ball, we have Dragon Ball Z, we have Dragon Ball GT, Super, and Daima, right? So out of all of those, the only one that's considered not canon is Dragon Ball GT because it's not based on the original manga. All right, so then you have shonen. Shonen is typically action-based anime that is for or is aimed at younger male audiences. So that you'll see a lot of fightings, you'll see power of friendship and all of that and overcoming. So that is your Dragon Ball Z's, your Naruto's, your One Piece's, your Bleach. And this is one of the most popular genres of anime. The next most popular is shoujo. And these are aimed at younger female audiences. And this is your romance and your drama-heavy anime. So this is Sailor Moon. This is Fruits Basket. And then Nana. So then we have Slice of Life. So Slice of Life is a genre, but you'll also see Slice of Life episodes in some different genres of anime, okay? So this focuses on everyday life. It's often slow-paced and character-driven. So I love Slice of Life anime when I want to chill. Like, sometimes it's too much action, it's too much fighting. I just want to chill. So that's when I'll put on, like, a Spy Family. Or I'll put on, Sakamoto Days, which I very much enjoy. Another term is a beach episode. You'll hear this often. It's an episode that's considered fan service to fans, and fan service is a term that you'll know too, where it's like, this is clearly for the fans to make them happy. So it might be a character that fans find attractive and talk about often, and you'll see them in a bathing suit. So Jujutsu Kaisen did a beach episode and we saw Gojo with his shirt off. So this happens quite often in anime, a beach episode, slice of life episode. Okay, and then you'll hear MC. What's an MC? It just means main character, which is the protagonist of the anime. So Luffy from One Piece, Deku from My Hero Academia. And then you'll often also hear OP. What does OP mean? It's a character's ability or item or whatever. And it's just so strong that it often is often to the point of like breaking the story's balance. So like homie from One Piece, Saitama, he's so strong that he's considered OP. Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen is OP. And then even Jinwoo from Solo Leveling, he is crazily OP at this point in the story.
But it's, sorry, not the story. At this point in the anime. I mean, in the manga too, but we're talking about the anime. Okay, so this is what you'll probably hear more than anything. Sub versus dub. This is like the eternal anime debate. So what does it mean? What does it mean in this space? And which one should you watch? So let's start off. Sub is the anime in its original Japanese audio with subtitles translating the dialogue. So sub just means subtitle. Dub is the anime re-recorded with voice acting speaking in another language, usually English, but there's dubs for every language. All right, so dub means dubbed. All right, so which one should you watch? So you should watch sub if you want the original voice acting and the emotion as it's intended. If you don't mind reading subtitles while watching, and you prefer authentic cultural nuances and wordplay that might get lost in translation. You watch dub if you want to focus more on the animation without reading because it's in your native language, so you're hearing it in your native language or whatever language you want to hear. And then also, it's better for multitasking while watching. So a lot of gamers will watch anime while they're playing the game, or like you're cooking, you want to put on some anime, stuff like that. So why is there so much debate? Why is there so much hate between sub purists and dub lovers, okay? So sub purists argue that dubs often change the meaning, they remove cultural references, and sometimes they can have awkward voice performances. And dub lovers say not everyone wants to read while they're watching, and some anime have really, really good voice acting. So Cowboy Bebop, Fullmetal Alchemist, Brotherhood, which there is a difference, and Dragon Ball Z. And some people would just prefer what they started with. So if you grew up watching Toonami, which used to come on Cartoon Network, you might be a fan of dub. So at the end of the day, it's all about what works for you. Some dubs are dope and some are terrible. Terrible. But there's no wrong way to enjoy anime, honestly. I used to be a sub purist. Even though I watched Toonami, once I started watching sub, like, that was all I was watching. I watched some sub when I was younger, but it wasn't as accessible. But once it became accessible, I was like, no, I'm watching sub. I'm all sub all day. But sometimes, hey, I'll pop a dub in. Or if it's something I watched before and didn't finish and I started in dub, I'll watch it in dub. Don't let anybody tell you you have to pick one or the other. Some people don't have time. If you want to watch some anime while you're cleaning up or while you're doing something, or I should say while you're driving, but that's unsafe. Do what works for you. But I will say, all the things that sub purists say are true. Dub can remove the meaning. There are some references that you're not going to get, or there's some references that are completely changed. And I like to get the original version of art if I can. I'm learning Japanese. I'm by no way fluent, but I am understanding some of the language. And I suggest anybody that wants to watch anime do that. You don't have to. But yeah, I feel like, especially if you're watching sub, it just makes it a more pleasurable experience to enjoy somebody's culture in the way that it was meant to be enjoyed. However, there are some dope dubs. And I know a lot of very talented voice actors. And I will say, especially in comparison to back in the day when I first started watching anime, the dubs have gotten better. They've gotten better at matching at the voices. They've gotten better at conveying the same emotion. And it is a more pleasurable experience than it may have been for some. So if you're completely turned off from dub, you may want to take another look or listen. So where do you watch anime? Legally. Okay. So back in that day, anime fans had to bootleg DVDs. You might be able to go inside of like a Blockbuster or a Hollywood Video and get one tape, or you would have to go to like specialty stores to get anime. But now it is everywhere. You don't have to go to those questionable websites anymore, okay? There's much easier ways to watch it legally. So the biggest one, the biggest, most popular way to watch anime is Crunchyroll. It's one of the biggest anime streaming platforms ever. All of these are going to cost money. But I do have a code for a trial for Crunchyroll in my Linktree. So it's Linktree Roxy Hayes. It's the link in my bio on Instagram. If there's a way for me to link it here somewhere, I'll do that. But the easiest way is just to click on my Linktree in my bio and you'll be able to get that free trial. Especially if this is you know, this is the beginner's guide to anime. You may not want to invest in any purchases right now. So go ahead, pop in that trial and enjoy that, okay? Then you also have Netflix. Netflix has some mainstream anime like Demon Slayer. They have One Punch Man. They have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. They have, do they have Jujutsu Kaisen? I don't remember. But also Hulu and also Disney Plus. So there are a lot of other platforms now that are getting into the anime game. Amazon Prime, for sure. And then there's also Retro Crush, which is a goldmine for older anime fans. And then you also have High Dive. So they have more of the hidden gems and exclusive anime. So why is anime so special? Because it's not just a genre. It's a whole experience. The storytelling, the characters, the emotions, it is different. You'll cry, you'll laugh, you'll get way too invested in fictional characters. Some of these stories stick with you forever. Naruto taught a whole generation about perseverance. Fullmetal Alchemist made us rethink life and sacrifice. One Piece is out here giving people existential crises about friendship 1,000 episodes in. Dragon Ball Z, it taught us resilience, how to take every loss, every moment of pain, and turn it into strength. I have a special connection to Goku's journey. And after my father passed, I got a tattoo as a reminder that like Goku, I can live through pain, grow, and come back stronger. Anime isn't just about yelling. It's storytelling that shapes who we are. It made me better as a writer. It taught me life lessons. And in some ways, it made me a better person. I'm currently working on an album called Never Knows Best, which is dropping in April. And it's inspired by an anime called Fooly Cooly, which is a raw coming-of-age story. And I'm working on this album, and some of the messages and some of the things I'm talking about in the story are really deep and connected to me, and they're really connected to my journey of watching anime and enjoying anime, because it's not just something we watch. It's something that stays with us. So I just want to give a big thanks to Kimberly once again for suggesting this topic. And thank you all for listening to this episode. I hope your new journey in anime feels a little bit easier now. So if you're already an anime fan, what was your first anime? And if you're new, which one do you want to watch first? And if you want to hit me up on social media and talk about it, I'm down. So make sure to subscribe and remember, stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I'm not your mama. See you later. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/Roxy Hayes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.